I'm told the number one fear people have is speaking in public. It's the one fear I don't have. Join me for the Love Speak series, where we leave fear behind and we speak love. Loving our story, loving speaking, doing what we love, loving each other, and loving ourselves. Our stories are what connect us and make us better humans. So join me and my Love Speaks friends for some stories, some laughs, some inspiration, some speaker tips, and some unexpected truth. It's the Love Speaks series, where a little bit of love goes a long way.
Welcome to the Love Speaks series. Here's your host, Sally Lou Loveman.
Well, happy President's Day, everyone. Oh, there is so much I could say, but instead, I'm just going to stick with my 2021 statement, love wins. And my guest today is proof that love wins. But before we meet Aitika, a word from our sponsor. I love saying that. Red Spade, a brand that I have admired for years. Red Spade is the premier residential landscape architecture and design build firm based in Winnetka and Chicago. It is the true hands-on approach of the Red Spade team, which differentiates them. They listen and only then provide you with creative and meaningful design solutions. They embrace a practical approach to functionality and sustainability and will only provide fair and honest advice to create real value for your home. Large or small, hardscape, softscape, pools, patios, pergolas, fireplaces, outdoor kitchens, and sustainable gardens. The Red Spade team has done it all. So what's on your wish list for 2021? Locally grown, locally sourced, the Red Spade team are your neighbors, deeply rooted in the communities in which they live, work, and play. You are as likely to see them at the grocery store or the baseball field as you are to see them with boots on in your backyard. They are seasoned professionals who will bring 30 plus years of landscape, architectural design, and construction experience to make your vision a reality. So extend your indoor living space by creating your own unique outdoor environment. Give a call or shoot a note to them and stop over for your initial coffee chat. Red Spade, landscape, design, consultation, installation, management. Let Red Spade bring your environment to life. And speaking of beautiful outdoor settings, flowers, and design, my guest today is like living proof of that. I love this, like, where we're on the same wavelength here today, Aitika.
Hey, Lulu. Hi.
Yes, Aitika Oldwine Grimble is the founder and owner of Old Vine Florals, a floral boutique that specializes in custom arrangements and beautiful floral design in downtown LA. And Aitika is proof that love wins because, you know, so many of us did not get many wins in 2020. Because Aitika got them all. Her business boomed. Her boo proposed and their baby is on the way. I mean, it just didn't just happen. Obviously, it takes work. But when a trifecta like this happens in 2020 of all years, I think it should be noted, celebrated and spotlighted, which is why my friend Aitika is the Spotlight on Love winner at the Love Wins House Party, which is this Saturday. Get your tickets at lovespeaks.com or at LiveLoveSpeaks, which is my Instagram account. Get your tickets so you can see this beautiful human who I love and adore, who is my sister, daughter, friend, coworker, former coworker, and dear to my heart, Aitika Oldwine Grimble. Aww. I call her Tiki Rock. Welcome. That was a lot. That was a lot. Welcome to the Love Speaks series. Hi, Teakers.
Hi, Lulu. How are you? How's it going? I'm so happy to be a part of this wonderful journey you're on and being able to be on your podcast. Is that what we're calling it?
Podcast.
I'm a little like technically not so savvy, which is something I have to get into.
I doubt that. I think you are. I think you are.
I'm okay, but I literally follow you and I'm so happy to talk to you and to see your journey too.
Like Thank you.
You were one of my OG inspirations.
OG. I am the OG there. If there's ever an OG, it would be me right now. But honestly, you're, well, I'm going to get to your story, but when I think about love winning, I think about you and your year. And but I always start the podcast with the one question. And that is, how is love, when I remember, and I'm remembering this time, how is love speaking to you today in this moment?
At this very moment?
Yeah, today, well, or when you woke up.
Well, I woke up today for the first time in my new loft. We moved to get a bigger home for our baby girl when she comes.
Yes. Yes.
And so I literally woke up for the first time in my 3-bedroom loft in downtown LA with room for a nursery. And it just has divinely happened, because it's really hard to get someone to approve you for a place in LA during a pandemic.
Right.
Totally understandable when there's a moratorium on rent.
Right.
But we jumped through all the hoops, and we were able to move and still stay close to Old Vine Florals, which is
your other hub.
Baby.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Your first baby.
It's my first baby. So that's how love is speaking to me. I'm just grateful.
Waking up grateful. in your new life.
Yeah.
So Aitika, and for the listeners, Aitika and I worked together at the Oprah Winfrey Show. She was on the audience team with me, fell in love, just have been friends ever since. And, you know, I've watched your journey. You've watched mine. We are cheerleaders for each other. And I can't tell you the feeling I had when you announced that you were getting married to Brian and getting a baby and getting a baby. But before we get to that, and that all happened in this period of time. I mean, the baby didn't arrive in 2020. The baby's coming any minute now in 2021. Yeah. But what I want to talk about is that your business in downtown LA, which is your baby that you started after being inspired and working with, you know, you were working in marketing and television and all these things and events. Mm-hmm. And then you had a moment with the team at the Beverly Hills Four Seasons, which I'll let you talk about. But all of a sudden you started this new passion of yours, which is floral design. And you came through the pandemic in a way that was bold and bright and blooming. I mean, you're literally blooming in every way. You're blooming in your business. You're blooming in your love. You're blooming in your belly.
Yeah.
what was it like after you launched this incredible business and it was successful, and with all the challenges that 2020 brought, the racial injustice and the challenge of being shut down and boarding up and all of that, as a Black woman business owner, give me your perspective on that.
You know what? It's so interesting and crazy how my business survived and thrived in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly didn't see it coming. Obviously, the pandemic hit, and just like everyone else who is a business owner in LA specifically, we had to shut down because it was mandated, you know, stay home order. So you can't go to work. The flower market was shut down, and all of my events canceled. As a floral designer here in LA, a lot of my revenue came from events.
Right.
And it was great. I mean, you know, you get a corporate account like Vans or Netflix or Facebook, and they are doing a huge premiere or, you know, product launch.
Yeah.
You're doing weddings. And then, you know, I turned around and events were about 84% of our business.
Mm-hmm.
So to have to pivot from events to another revenue stream within the floral business was very daunting. I was like, how am I going to do this? Like, how? And I actually, you know, I always like to think that the universe like sends you gifts or sends you messages.
She does.
And you just literally have to pay attention to them.
Right.
So,
do you know how many people don't pay attention and it just goes right by and it's like, whoa, that could have happened. I mean, the fact that you're paying attention is key.
I pay attention. You would never know. Like, I'm like, what is this? This is a message. This is something that I need to pay attention to. Like, I try to be super, super in line with right. what's happening.
Right.
So literally in February, someone walked into my shop, no pandemic yet, right?
It's right.
February 2020 is Valentine's Day, last minute. And they asked me, they're like, hey, I need to get a last minute bouquet for my girlfriend. And it's Valentine's Day. And I'm like, okay, we'll whip something up for you. And then they said, you know, do you need help with, you know, with your business? Like, I do consulting. And I'm like, you know, I'm always open to help, but we're pretty good right
good.
Now, you know, kind of thing. Yeah, I'm good. So I give them a business card. I take their card and then they go off.
Right.
So then the pandemic hits and this person follows up with me and they're like, hey, no, it was right before the pandemic. This person follows up with me and they're like, you know what? I've helped other small businesses in downtown. Do you have a strategy? Do you have this? Do you have that? And I'm like, I really don't. I really want to kind of talk to somebody about some other strategies. I'm always, you know, like I said, trying to grow my business and thinking outside the box. And so I was open to talking to them.
Right.
And in talking to them, just kind of briefly, I was like, okay, this person seems like they have a vested interest in building small businesses. So that's good. And yeah, I can carve out like an hour a week to kind of strategize and mm-hmm. why not? And then the pandemic hits and I'm like, oh my God, like,
I got all the time in the world.
I got all the time in the world and I can't think about anything else but strategies for my business right now. And it really was a godsend,
right?
This person, because we started meeting and talking and they really challenged me to think about, okay, what are you going to do now? Like, what are you going to do now? You have this business, you've built it up to this point. Now you're in a pandemic. And you can't do events, you can't do weddings. Like, what are you going to do? And we started talking about other options, and other options became, we're going to promote our door-to-door delivery, like,
right.
like a Teleflora, 1-800-Flowers, but luxury,
right.
because that's who we are, and see what happens. So we just started strategizing, and part of the strategy was to call every single client and everyone in my Rolodex and let them know that Old Vine Florals delivers. So we deliver to the greater Los Angeles area. We are happy to deliver for all of these occasions. In the midst of this pandemic, we'll do contactless delivery, but we know you want to stay in touch with your friends and your family and still be able to celebrate
right.
Anniversaries and birthdays. And it just went from committing to doing that to now I went from getting like 1 to 2 orders a week to now, you know, our daily deliveries are, we have about maybe say a dozen, which
wow.
is humongous.
That's big. That's big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause Love yeah. wasn't canceled. I mean, everything
no,
out, you know, you can't, you still have birthdays, you still have anniversaries. There are plenty of weddings that have happened in 2020, including yours, but, mm-hmm. And you know, you still want flowers. You still want
yeah.
that. So
yes.
so that's a huge shift. And maybe you wouldn't have even thought of that as a business revenue stream had there not been a pandemic. And so that's a clear silver lining.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have thought of it. And I technically didn't have the time, you know, we're a small
right.
business with you know, bare bones staff. And we have a few designers and a few drivers. So a lot of our events, we were doing 3 events per week, pretty average. So really, I was like happy to send out these daily deliveries that came here and there, but we just didn't even have the capacity at the time. Like we're, you know, doing huge setups and takedowns and
right.
50 arrangements for, you know, a wedding. And then 2 days later, we have to do 20 arrangements for this and that. So
COVID
did open up for us.
COVID has taught us that we just need to rethink everything. Like, mm-hmm. like, no, you can only do it this way. A big setup, mm-hmm. a big teardown, a big in-person this and that. And now we see that these, you know, events and milestones in our lives, whether it's, you know, the birth of a baby or a wedding, which you'll do both in this time, whatever it may be, a birthday you had, one of those two,
yeah.
that we can do it differently. And of course, that was what we were taught at the Oprah Winfrey Show. We were schooled on that. And so you have it in your DNA to know that as soon as there's a challenge, we know how to shift and change and pivot. And so
yeah.
that's very cool that you did it there. And therefore, your business is blooming and booming. And tell me about these air filtering plants you're doing. What are those?
Right. So that came out of, you know, one of my strategy sessions. And it was just, you know, the person I was working with just was like, you know, I've been looking around and noticing that, you know, people are spending more time in their homes and they're really getting into like home decor and house plants. And I was like, yeah, you know, I started paying attention to like Instagram and right. Pinterest. And then I, once the Flower Mart opened up, I worked with a wholesaler that sold houseplants. And I talked to him and I was like, how's your business going? And he's like, it's bigger than ever before.
Right.
He's like, I'm selling more houseplants than I've ever sold before. And I was like, okay. And so then I went back and I was like, okay, let's do it. Let's do houseplants.
Right.
So we literally, you know, I selected, you know, some of my top houseplants that I like that I think are, you know, long lasting, obviously air purifying, but also aesthetically pleasing and modern. And I talked to my wholesale guy and I was like, hey, I'm going to start selling houseplants. And he's like, go for it. And, you know, we have a great relationship. So if I need things, you know, same day, because houseplants are, you know, it's not like Home Depot, like the ones that we sell are really good plants. Like they come directly from the growers.
Right.
And so we were able, I was able to talk to him and really learn the plants because he's been in the business. He's like a third generation wholesaler.
Yeah.
So he knows his stuff and it just turned out to be a really, really good decision because we have now so many clients who gift plants to people.
Right.
And who also want to add plants to their home or who are moving and or buying and want to, you know, create a beautiful, beautiful home with plants in every corner. And so we're really getting some good traction with that.
That's awesome. And that, and it's just funny because my new sponsor, Red Spade, is this beautiful architecture design. I mean, you know, they build and they design and they install and, you know, it's management and all of that, but their whole business is growing because we're all spending more time in our homes and therefore we're extending that exterior, piece of our home because that's where it's safe. Now in Chicago, it's a little difficult because it's cold, but it's still happening here. You know, in LA, obviously you've got a lot more outdoor potential for things, but just what you're doing and what they're doing in terms of like extending your exterior as part of your home, you know, bringing in houseplants, contactless floral delivery. Like we said, like we're in our homes and we want our homes to rise up to meet us, obviously, and make us feel good in a time where a lot of us are not feeling so good, you know, very, very hard time. So I can't even explain to you how the cheering, you can ask my children, my husband, Mitchell, everybody. I'm like, when you would post these photographs and then here you getting married and then, oh my God, you're having a baby. I mean, I don't know how old you are, my friend, because you never told me. I do know you had a 40th birthday.
I did.
Right. Okay. We'll just leave it at that. Okay. I know you are 40. But all I can say is, did you ever think you would be a mom?
You know what? I truly did not.
Right. I thought that was going to be your answer.
I did not. I was fine with it, honestly. I was happy. My now husband has a 9-year-old.
Right.
And I was content with being a stepmom to a wonderful 9-year-old boy.
Right.
And I thought we had this amazing little family that God blessed me with.
Right.
And I was not, you know, I was so busy with Olvine and I had a very great social life here in LA.
Yes, you do.
I was like, who you has do. Time? Like that baby, like, are you kidding me?
Right.
I was fine. I was okay with it. I had never been pregnant.
And your age was not one that you just start thinking like, oh, I'm going to have a baby. I mean, it's certainly possible, but it's definitely harder once you're, you know,
no longer
20 or 30 something.
Exactly. And there's also, you know, unfortunately, I think there are some, you know, 30 plus, 35 plus women who start to wonder like, you know, will I be able to conceive, you know?
Right.
So then you start thinking about options like, you know,
egg retrieval,
extracting your eggs, and doing all that stuff. And for me, I just was like, I saw some friends going through it and I was like, I don't think I have the capacity, like the emotional capacity, the physical capacity.
Yeah, it's a lot.
To put myself through that. So I think I just accepted it and was just like, if it doesn't happen naturally and it hasn't, then I'm okay with it. Like I've been so blessed with so many other things. I have a beautiful niece, a wonderful nephew.
I know.
I was okay with it. And then I literally, hallelujah, I found out I was pregnant. I tell people this, I was like, an asteroid could have come down in the middle of Ovine Florals and I would have believed you before I believed if you were like, you know, this pregnancy test is positive. It was like, this is no. And I really was in super denial. I thought I was hungover for a few days.
Right.
I thought I had
COVID, of the social life.
Yes, I did. I was like, I had way too many drinks 5 days ago.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm older now. I've been got over it. I was like, are these COVID symptoms? Like, I was very serious. I wasn't joking. I was like, oh my God, like I've been nauseous and maybe these are symptoms.
You're trying to tell me you were not trying.
No, I mean,
but you were just like, if it happened, great. Okay.
Yeah. I was just having a normal, like what I do, you know, just, I was engaged and we were just having fun.
Right,
we were trapped in the house.
Right.
And, you know, you're just doing your regular thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it happened. It happened. And it was so weird to, it still is. It's very weird. Like, it's very strange. I mean, you've been a mom 3 times over, but it's this out of body experience.
It truly is.
I'm like, there's a baby growing inside of me, even going to the doctor and talking about it. I'm like, okay, it's happening. Like, I'm here. I'm looking at this baby growing, and it's really such an incredible blessing. Like, I'm not at all.
You're going to be a great mommy.
I know that for sure.
And it's really, really, truly, you know, just a huge blessing that was bestowed on you. And now I believe that all of these things happen for a reason. I want to read this. I was so taken by your team when they posted on the Instagram account for your business just around your birthday, which is on the 27th of December. And they wrote, an epic year in review for our hashtag WCW, Atika Grimble, our amazing owner, operator, and favorite Capricorn, celebrated her birthday on Sunday, the 27th. And we wanted to recognize all of her awesomeness and her tremendous wins this year. After a fly and fabulous, finally 40 birthday bash, Ovine Florals was off to Chicago for an NBA All-Star weekend of floral installs. Okay, that's so cool. Auntie O, hashtag Oprah, came to town for the 2020 Vision Tour, and Itika and your boo, Brian, were front and center to reconnect with Harpo family and get inspired for the new year, then COVID. And in the midst of a global pandemic, police brutality and racial tensions heightened, living and running a business in downtown LA, we were in the thick of it all, having to board up our storefront. We were able to join protesters in March for change. With the new normal, Old Vine added air filtering plants to our list of offerings, with everyone being in the house now, unlike ever before. We also partnered with Share Harvest Fund to hand out roses at their COVID testing events. And in the midst of civil unrest, a global pandemic, and everything being shut down or canceled, love was not canceled, and Brian put a ring on it. And in September, for Brian, aka Flower Bay, hashtag Flower Bay, I love that, for his birthday, they announced that their family was growing and they were pregnant at an intimate and COVID-safe ceremony in Brian's hometown of Vegas. The two said, I do, in October. Despite the challenges of 2020, this year has been filled with countless blessings and beautiful surprises. Not only did you grow personally, Itika, and professionally, you did it with effortless grace. You are an inspiration, and we celebrate you today and always, Mrs. Grimble. Looking forward to baby Grimble and everything the new year has in store. I mean, that right there is like, that is why I'm talking to you today. That is why I want you at the Love Wins house party, because that is not something most people can say for the year of 2020, and you are able to claim and own all of it. How does that make you feel?
I mean, I just feel incredibly grateful. I really do. I have been really hunkering down and trying to stay focused on several goals. And I feel like I'm being rewarded. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what I would like people to know, is that you will be rewarded for all of your hard work.
Yes.
Even, you know, I can't tell you when. I mean, I couldn't tell myself when.
Right.
But even in the midst of a pandemic,
right,
even in the midst of, you know, civil unrest that was necessary in a lot of ways,
for sure,
you will be rewarded. And that's how I feel very, very appreciative of the universe and God just acknowledging and rewarding me. And it doesn't mean that the work ends, because
no.
Lord knows I've never been a mother, but I heard it was kind of hard.
It's a little hard. It's a little hard. Just a little. And by the way, I'll just say this. The hard part, when you think it's hard because you can't sleep and, you know, your body is, you know, just gave birth to a human. Just wait 20 years. It gets harder.
I've definitely heard that. And obviously being a new wife, I mean,
yeah,
we've been together now 5 years. So it's still the honeymoon phase, I mean, technically, but in real life, it's like,
right,
you know, same old stuff, but it's great. It's wonderful. I'm like, let's just keep it same old. No surprises, please.
Right. So speaking of honeymoons, how has the flower, hashtag Flower Bay, AKA your husband, Brian, how has he helped you in your journey to let love win? I mean, he has been your cheerleader, really. I mean, I just can't imagine that old vine florals would be what it is today without him as well as you. Correct?
Correct. No, it may not exist.
Interesting.
It was truly his idea. I believe, and you know me, you mm-hmm. know, personally, but you also know me professionally. You hired me. We worked on the same team. And I believe that I always wanted to succeed professionally, but it never necessarily included me owning my own business or being an entrepreneur.
Right.
I just felt like I had, you know, I went to UCLA, I went to University of Chicago for my master's.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I had, you know, a decent enough resume where I could pretty much sustain myself and get a good paying job.
For other people.
Until retirement, for other people.
Right.
And I was okay with that. I didn't have this, you know, longing to own my own business or run my own business. And I really didn't know where I would start. Right. So
right.
I was not thinking in those terms. My husband, on the other hand, he is a very out of the box thinker. He, you know, he works for a company, but at his company, they have a lot of freedom. So he feels very much like he's working for himself. And in a lot of ways he is. And I think what he saw in me was he saw an opportunity for me to branch out and have my own business. Once I was working when he met me, I was working for a floral design company that was based out of the Four Seasons, Beverly
right.
Hills.
Right.
And he saw how I was in a lot of ways running that company single-handedly. It was a very small, you know, operation.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home and talked about it all the time and brought my work home. I didn't complain necessarily, but, you know, just
right.
brought my work home like we all do in
right.
a lot of ways. And I think once that was over and then I started looking for other jobs, he was like, well, why are you doing that? And I'm like, well, because I need to get another job.
Right.
Like, well, no, he's like, you need to start your own business. And I'm like, what? You know what I mean? And then he was very insistent that I start my own business. And I don't think without him being very clear that I should start my own business and then saying like, and I'll support you, I don't think I would have had the courage
right.
or even, you know, the that idea came from him.
Well, you didn't see it in yourself. And sometimes it takes others who love us or even mm-hmm. others that don't love us, just like us or whatever, yes. to see the talents that others have. And I've talked to countless people so many times where it's like, oh, if you say, like, if you have this dream and you only need one person to say yes, and yes. that gives you the courage and the support to really go and do it. And, you know, mm-hmm. I never knew you had floral design talent. I had no idea. You never shared that with me.
Nor did I, Lulu. I learned all of this on the job.
Right. But how cool that it led you to have this incredible experience at, you know, in Bel Air at the Four Seasons. And you got all that talent, just like you drank it in probably. And then you started doing, you realized you had it too. And then for someone who, you know, I've met Brian, I've seen the two of you together. It makes so much sense that he was the one to say, no, you can do this. And then you said yes. And I think saying yes to someone's invitation to really like making you really think of yourself in a different way is such a beautiful way to let love win. I mean, I think that says it all. How do you think Brian's going to be as a daddy? Well, you already know he is a daddy, but like the daddy of baby girl Grimble. I love saying that. Baby girl Grimble, whose name will be Lulu, of course.
I know. I was going to talk to you about that.
Auntie Lulu.
You know what? I am so certain that he's going to be an amazing father. He's such a great dad to his son, and he's such a good partner to me, and he's such a loving human being. Like, he's just not kind to me and his family and his friends. He's pretty much kind to everyone.
Like, yeah, I feel that
in him. Yeah,
I feel that.
I'm nervous about a lot of things, but not how he's going to show up as a dad. That's
no, not at all. Don't be nervous. It's going to all be wonderful. And everybody, you know, people have more than one baby because they forget what it's like when they go through it. So having three births myself, I will just say this, it's the best day ever. It is, there's nothing like it when they put her in your arms and then you're just like, you're suddenly a family. And then all of a sudden you go home and you put this little tiny, you know, 7-pound something in a car seat. At least you don't have a snowsuit. And you're like, what now? And it's just so cool. But how cool that you have a husband who already has some experience. So that's really good. Like that's the upside for sure. But you'll get this. So I know that you're very close with your grandmother, Big Mama. And I want to know what is, you know, I mean, I know for me, for sure, my grandmother's just molded who I am today. But how is Big Mama playing in this moment of love winning for you? What has her advice been?
You know, she is so happy for me.
Yeah.
And she's so, I think the amazing thing is she feels like she can be super hands off because she trusts that I'm making all of these great decisions.
Yeah.
And that part, I feel I'm grateful that I've given that to her. Right.
Right.
She used to say when we were kids, like, I'm going to do all the raising I can do up until you leave the house. And then once you leave the house, I need you guys to make good decisions so that I know I did my part.
Yeah.
Or my job. And I feel like that's where she is. Like, she's just so, like, when I talk to her, she's like, oh, I know you're going to be okay. Oh, I know. Because you got Brian there, or because you did this, or you did that. Like
she's proud of you.
Yeah. And she is, you know, 81 years old, and she's got her, you know, her little health stuff going on. But she's fine.
Swear, I thought she was 81 when we first started talking about her, because I had this image in my mind of Big Mama being like this wealth of wisdom. So of course, I thought she was, you know, in her 80s then. But the fact that she was probably my age.
No, she's definitely.
When we first started talking about Big Mama, she was probably 58 like me.
She was a little younger.
But yeah.
No, she's 81 now, and she's just loving being able to coast and watch us and watch me. And every time I talk, she's just like, I'm just not worried about you. I know you got this.
Well,
and she tells
me
that so often. It feels good.
Remember that as a mother, because there is nothing a mother wants more than to not worry about their child when they launch their child. That's why I said it gets harder in 20 years, because when you are launching your child and they're not living under your bubble, under your house, under whatever you want to call it, under your roof, it's like here, let me extract the heart inside my chest and put it out on the street for all to walk over, because you just have no control. So it's what a beautiful thing for her to feel, but more so how great that you've given that to her, because your life is in order and your life is your life is as it should be, and you're getting all the things you've worked so hard for. Do you have a daily prayer?
You know what? I feel like I pray all day.
Yeah.
I feel like I try to say this to myself, like everything, every action, every conversation is a prayer.
Yes.
You know, it's either a prayer for myself or a prayer for someone else. I feel like every interaction, like when I wave to people, when I speak to my doorman, when I'm talking to my sister, when I'm speaking to my dad, I feel like I'm just praying through life.
That's a really beautiful way of saying it. It is so true. It is so true. Every conversation is a prayer, really, truly.
Yeah,
and
it really is.
And we need more of it. How does love define you or speak to you?
I
know that's
think
a big question.
I know. I love love. Like I love that you're Sally Lou Loveman.
It works. It works. And by the way, it's not always pretty, as you know, as I write in my book and I've told you personally, it's not always pretty. But you know, what's incredible is when it's not pretty, that love can sustain. You know, I mean, gosh, we just, you know, just like the pandemic, when it's not so pretty, we figure out a way to make it better. And that's what love and relationships are all about, because who wants to give up on someone when they're just being human and trying to deal with the stuff in their life? I mean, yeah, if it's abusive and terrible and mean, that's a different story. But to really truly love a friend, a spouse, a partner, a parent, a child, you have to love them through the hard stuff. And if you can't, look, we have both had relationships where the love was not worth loving. But when you know it's right, like I'll never forget when my sister said to me, Sally Lou, like, you know, my marriage has had trouble. And she said, Sally Lou, people who divorce don't speak to each other the way you and Mitchell speak to each other. And I was like, that just stopped me in my tracks. I was like, you know, you're right. We really do speak to each other with so much love. And so that's when it's really worth the effort. So I'm asking you how love defines you or speaks to you. And I'm answering my own question. So let me answer it.
No, it's totally cool. We're on the same page. I mean, I think it embodies me, and I feel like it has to. Like if it doesn't, then I can't live in another realm. Like I can't live in an angry realm or in a resentful realm or somewhere where I'm feeling, you know, even when I'm feeling vulnerable or when I am feeling angry, like I'm not, like it's not going to win. Like love always wins. Whether it's with in my home or with a family member or with someone that I'm not really seeing eye to eye with, it's like we're going to get past this, like for sure, you know? And I feel like that's how I go to sleep at night. Like nothing goes unresolved. Nothing is, you know, I'm not festering.
Right.
Everyone is forgiven. Everything is, we're all human. We all make mistakes. It wasn't your intent. Like I try to continue to just have those types of conversations and look at life through that scope so that I can feel good. It's very selfish.
Well, it is and it isn't. It's also very serving.
But it makes me feel better. Like I feel better because I'm not angry and I'm not upset and I'm not resentful. I'm really.
And there were a lot of times to be angry. I can't say the same, and I'm the love of Love Speaks, but I have been very angry this year. I've been very angry. I don't like the anger. I don't like feeling it. And I have to put it somewhere. And so I do, when I'm angry, I pray and I meditate and I go, you know, do yoga. But I think we've all been tested with our anger. And like when you are boarding up your store, you know, you're boarding up your store. You're not angry because of the riots. You're angry because of the reason of the riots. And so it, well, I'm not saying you're angry. I would be angry, but I you know, I mean, was there ever a time where during all this racial injustice that you were just like, listen, I'm done. And, you know, did it get the best of you or did you get the best of it?
You know, it's very interesting because having a Black man as your partner, right? Mm-hmm. In life at a time like that, it felt so important for me to support him and meet him where he was. And obviously as a Black woman, we have our own set of, you know, stuff, right? Mm-hmm. It's just, that's unfair and unjust. And, but in this community, in our community, I think what I decided to do was really look at him and see where I could serve him and kind of gauge where he was. I was doing a lot of that. Having a very, you know, impressionable young man that you have to talk to about it and even ask, like, do you even know what's happening? Because at his age,
he's 9, girl, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, do you even know what's happening? Are you aware? Are you sensitive to it? And in a lot of ways he wasn't aware, you know, and that was kind of like, then is this a good thing? Should we discuss it more? Or is now not the time? So I feel like I was doing a lot of that. And then I'm also gauging my community. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
I'm a Black woman. I have a lot of African American friends and family, obviously. We're a Black owned business. Like, how can I best serve my community? I have a lot of entrepreneurial friends. So I felt like it was very important for me to really find out how everyone else was feeling.
It sounds
a lot of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it sounds to me like the purpose piece for you gave you a feeling of being invincible, quite invincible and quite needed and necessary because you were in service to your community as well as your husband, given all the set of circumstances that were happening around the world and or our country. And that when you're in your purpose, fear has no access. So you clearly used the huge, you know, the circumstances to be in service to others, which really in the end is what gets people past fear and anger and all of that. So that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. What is the first thing you're going to say to your baby girl when she's in your arms?
Oh, my God. I think about that. I'm like, I'm going to tell her her name.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell her her name.
Yeah. I can't wait to know her name.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
We've been toying around with it and saying it to each other and saying it to my belly. But I can't wait to tell her her name.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, that's your stamp on the world.
Right. So important.
When you say your name to other people and
people
reference you, like, this is it.
This is your name.
Yeah.
This is your name.
Yeah.
And Itika and Sally Lou know that names are important, even if they're names that get mispronounced and misspoke and blah, blah, blah.
Yes. So, my mom wanted me to name her Itika. And I don't know, like, hopefully my mom will listen to this podcast at this part. Maybe she'll like go to the kitchen, but that's not going to happen.
No. I don't see you doing that. For so many reasons.
Like one
Itika
is enough.
One Itika. Exactly. Yeah. Well, you being in the business that you're in, you know, the flower business, and you had a wedding of your own in 2020. that was tiny and small, and I'm assuming extremely meaningful from what I saw. The photographs were phenomenal. I'll be posting a lot of them when this podcast airs. But what was the moment that took your breath away?
From 2020?
No, from your wedding. From your wedding.
You know what? I was very resentful. I have to be honest.
Okay.
I could not have the wedding of my dream.
Right.
And
oh, so you were a little angry. Oh, thank you for being vulnerable.
I know. Don't tell anyone.
It's okay. I'm like, God, why am I so angry? Okay, go on.
I was frustrated. I had a guest list. I had the perfect venue in mind. I knew exactly how I was going to decorate with all the flowers.
Right.
I had a wedding dress, a photographer, a caterer. I had all the things. And then obviously the pandemic, we got engaged during the pandemic, but the pandemic was lasting a little longer than I expected.
Right. You know, you're like, okay, pandemic, when is this up?
I'm like, so it's not over yet.
Right.
And then we got pregnant and I was like, oh my goodness, you know, am I going to wait 9 months? And then, you know, my husband was basically like, let's just get married. And it's kind of weird because when a guy says that or when your fiance says that, like, what do you do? Like,
right.
Do you say, no, I want to have a big grand wedding.
Right.
Or do you just say, okay,
sure.
Like I felt, you know, like I should just say, okay, like he wants to marry me. Like that is the most important thing. And he wants to do it soon. So I agreed and talked to a few people. And, you know, some people were saying, oh, well, you can have another wedding when the world opens up. And after the baby comes, it'll be bigger and invite everyone. And I kind of was like, ugh, you know, it's not really something, you know? So I was really not, I was a little resentful. Like I felt like this moment had been taken away from me, up until we went to Vegas. And when we got there and we had, about 10 guests between us, family members, just very close, you know, my mom, my sister, my brother, same on his side. Everyone's got tested and, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to do. And then I was like, you know what? This is all we need. Like, this is it. You know,
that,
my mom's here.
That is the lesson.
Yeah. It was. So I was
satisfied
with this very bare bones moment. And it was bare bones, but it was still beautiful. Like I was able to wear a wedding dress.
Right.
We had an officiant come to our suite. So we'd said our vows. My dad wore a mask and walked him down a makeshift aisle in our suite. And it was perfect. And I was like, you know, I don't lack for anything.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
And the pictures were beautiful and we were able to sit down and eat and break bread and say a prayer. And it was just perfect. And I think that whole, I mean, that's what took my breath away was the knowledge that I did not need anything else. I didn't need another person there. I didn't need a bigger, you know, floral arrangement.
Right.
I didn't need a more, you know, a dance floor full of, you know, hundreds of guests. This was it. Like, this is all I needed. And that felt good.
That is the lesson. That is the lesson.
Yeah.
We all have so much. And yet when it comes down to it, we just need the essentials, literally, the essentials of who the people are that are there for you 24/7 that mean the most. And it's usually your immediate family. And I think that's beautiful. Your photographs were phenomenal, magnificent. And I think that one day when you feel like having a party, you will.
and your baby girl will be dancing
with you.
Yeah, I'm totally cool with that too. I'm like, okay, when it's time, but I, you know, it'll be something separate, but it won't be like anything to make up for something.
Exactly. It'll just be in addition to. Mm-hmm. It'll be just another reason to celebrate love.
Yes.
I just want to say thank you so much for letting us all just live a little fairy tale moment of your incredible 2020 year. If there's anyone out there struggling, like, I am not going to find love, I'm not finding love, the pandemic makes it worse, what would your advice be to them?
My advice would be to what I tell my girlfriend, literally, because we have these conversations,
yeah,
is to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Literally, when the universe feels you and sees you, it will respond.
I agree.
Have to put yourself out there. And I know it's hard to meet people one-on-one, but I know, you know, there are so many online dating sites. I know lots of single guys that are on them, all my ladies, they're on these dating sites and they're looking, you know, to meet women.
Right.
But I have to say, put yourself out there. You have to put yourself out there. Nothing is going to come knocking on your door. I mean, I've had certain situations in life when I've been like, if this thing would just knock on my door, and it just never happened. It was so strange. Like, it never just knocked on my door.
So
it has never worked for me. So I would say you have to put yourself out there, even in the midst of a pandemic.
I agree with you 100%, and even more so in a pandemic, because we all have a little bit more time on our hands, and we can actually spend a little bit more time getting to know people instead of, you know, rushing off to the next thing. So I think love is definitely available even when we're all stuck in our homes. So you got to get creative, just like all of us in our businesses are. And the business of finding love is important because we just all want to be happy. So good advice. I'm so excited to love on you, literally, for the event this weekend, February 20th. This airs February 15th. So I'm saying this weekend at the Love Wins house party. I miss my people, and I want to have an event that feels like a party slash place to be inspired slash love and dance and just have a new outlook. I'm the charge is $46 a person, because 46 is a number I like, because it's the president, Joe Biden's number. So our 46th president, let's put $46 and proceeds, part of the proceeds go to, of the ticket sales go to a really wonderful organization here in Chicago, who are helping underserved kids get out of their communities and see the world. And it is called My Block, My Hood, My City. I love them. And it's going to be a love fest. So I'll see you Saturday, Tiki Rock.
Yes,
and I can't thank you enough for your time today. And baby girl Grimble, I'm coming for you.
I cannot wait for all of us to get together in person at some point.
I know. Remember that book party you were going to have for me? Now it's going to be a baby party. It's going to be a baby party. I can't wait.
Please let me know if and when you want to reschedule.
They'll be like, what book? I don't care about your damn book. Listen, I'm coming to LA when this world opens up, because I want to see you and I want to see all my friends out there. But mostly I want to meet baby girl Grimble. So I love you and your love speaks. And where can we find you on social? Shout out your social.
So I am on all social media platforms as Old Vine Florals. That's OLDVINE Florals. And my personal social handle is Itika, ITIKA Grimble, GRIMBLE.
I love it. I'm so getting used to Itika Grimble, but you're the IOG, Itika Old Wine Grimble. So
yes.
Blessings to you and your family. And as it grows, I will be here to cheer, and can't wait to meet her. Very excited.
I look forward to talking to you at the party, at the house party.
Yes, the house party.
And please tell Mitchell and crew.
I will. All right.
Hello. And we'll all reconnect very, very soon, Lulu.
I love you, Tiki. Thanks for taking the time. Okay. See you. Bye. I have loved speaking with you today, and I want to speak with you more. So follow me on all of my social platforms at Live Love Speaks on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you want more stories like the stories we speak here on the Love Speaks series podcast, go to lovespeaks.com and pick up a copy of my new book, Speak. Love your story, your audience is waiting. To step up your speaking game and your human game, check out my blog while you're there.
Sally Lou Loveman is a mom, speaker, author, former audience producer for The Oprah Winfrey Show, and founder of Love Speaks. Each week, Sally Lou and her crew have a conversation about how love speaks in their lives and how it can speak in yours. From kindness to composting, no topic is off limits. If you need a community to kickstart your heart, you need the Love Speaks series.
Thanks for listening. Your love speaks.